but in time. The big excitement of the day was electricity.
Another charge, Newman.
The battery had just been invented, and all manner of experiments were being done. But no one really understood what this strange force of electricity was.
The academic establishment at the time thought that electricity was, you know, like a fluid flowing through a pipe, pushing its way along. But in 1821, a Danish researcher showed that when you pass an electrical current through a wire and place a compass near it, it deflected the needle at right angles.
This was the first time researchers had seen electricity affect a magnet, the first glimpse of two forces which had previously been seen as entirely separate, now unified in some inexplicable way.
Faraday, come look at this. Not a bright spark around here. Perhaps you can work it out. Ersted's reported an amazing finding. We're just replicating it here.
Let's try the compass on the other side.
Now that is remarkable.
But if the electrical force is flowing through the wire, why does the needle not move in the same direction, parallel to the wire?
Quite. Let's try turning the whole apparatus round.
Again, Newman.
So, the electrical force goes this way, the compass points that way. How can one affect the other? Perhaps the electricity is throwing out some invisible force as it moves along.
What?
Perhaps some sort of electrical force is emanating outwards from the wire.
Oh, my dear boy, let me tell you that at the University of Cambridge, electricity flows through a wire. Not sideways to it.
Well, that may be what they teach at Cambridge, but it doesn't explain what's happening before our eyes.
No, let's just get on. Let's swap the compass to below the wire.
Why the compass was deflected at right angles, why the electricity was affecting the compass at all, dumbfounded Davy and many others.
As we celebrate the marriage of Michael and...
By methodically placing a compass all around an electrified wire, Faraday started to notice a pattern.
What everyone else at the time had been taught was that forces travel in straight lines. Faraday was different. Faraday imagined that invisible lines of force flowed around an electric wire. And then he imagined that a magnet had similar lines emerging from it, and that those lines get caught up in this flow. It was a bit like a flag in a wind.
But Faraday's great leap of imagination was to turn this experiment on its head. Instead of an electrified wire moving a compass needle, he wondered if he could get a static magnet to move a wire.
I've never seen you like this, Faraday. You look like a happy child.
I'm shaking, Newman. Underneath, I'm shaking. You see, John? You see?
Yes.